Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
It all comes down to this. From the Hutchinson Sports Arena, we bring you the 3A State Volleyball Championship here on 92.1 KMCA. Thank you so much for tuning in one final time here in 2022. And for the Nemaha Central Thunder, the top seed and top-ranked team, it comes down to this, as they will face the number two-ranked team in the state and the defending state champions, the Heritage Christian Chargers. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll dive into both of these teams a little bit and how they got to this point. Nemaha Central beating Riverton in the semifinals, 25-9 and 25-20. Heritage Christian, they dispatched Cheney 25-18 and 25-15. The Chargers are 35-7 overall. They were the 7th seed coming in, but they have not lost a set in their last 17, as they have come into this championship on a 17-match win streak. Again, not dropping a set in any of those matches. And Nemaha Central, of course, the number one ranked team at 46-1, a chance to close things out with a state title, as they have now won 38 in a row heading into this matchup against the Chargers. The Chargers have two Division I commitments, and they are both juniors, and they are certainly next-level athletes. So for the Thunder, this will certainly be their toughest test of the season, and a state championship is on the line. It's Nemaha Central and Heritage Christian for the 3A State Volleyball title, and we have it coming your way after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push style aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those weeds to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to offer a lymphedema therapy program. The program is offered through our occupational therapy department and is managed by our certified lymphedema therapist, Cheryl Holthouse. Cheryl has completed the 135-hour training and is excited to help those living with lymphedema. Lymphedema is most effectively managed with a therapy program. For additional questions about our program, please contact Cheryl Holthouse at 785-336-0428. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
To be the king of the road, you have to fill with the king of diesels. We're talking about Cenex Premium Diesel. It comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Roadmaster XL even cleans up and prevents injector fouling to keep your trucks out of the shop and on the road. And typical number two diesel? That's always an option. The wrong option. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Ag Partners. Partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. In Hutchinson, of course, Brandon Salmon joined by Kirk Kilman back in studio behind the board, keeping us locked in and on the air. It's been a busy weekend for Kirk. Appreciate all of his hard work as always, but we bring you the 3A State Volleyball Championship match here in a matter of minutes, as it's Nemaha Central and Heritage Christian. The Heritage Christian Chargers, the defending state champions, the number two ranked team in the final Kansas Volleyball Association rankings. They have won 17 in a row. They're 4-0 in the tournament this weekend. They come in at 35-7. They have actually won back-to-back state titles. They won 3A last year, and they won 2A the year before. This is a Chargers team that are led by their two juniors, the 5'11 junior in Cy-Ray Campbell and a 5'9 junior, Rachel Van Gorp. Van Gorp is the reigning 3A player of the year, and she is committed to Iowa State. Cy-Ray Campbell, the 5'11 junior, she is a Wake Forest commit. These are two athletes that have certainly been top level and going on to do big things at the Division I level as they are both juniors and committed to big-time D1 schools. Nemaha Central, they have been the number one team all year, 38 straight wins. They are 46-1. They are 4-0 in this tournament. They have not lost a set. Smoky Valley, Beloit, Cheney, and Riverton, they have won all four. Getting ready to announce the teams here. As it will be again on the other side, Riverton and Cheney for third place. And the Nemaha Central Thunder faithful are here and ready to rock and roll. Of course, it's been a busy fall sports Saturday. That high school football playoffs continuing last night, first round games. Plenty of area teams listened to the roar when they announced Nemaha Central. It's behind me to my right. They have had the loudest roar all weekend, and it really hasn't been close. Congratulations once again. I am just honored and thrilled to be broadcasting this match. It's been a fun ride here the last 24 hours or so, and we're hoping to cap it here with a championship. Nemaha Central looking for their first volleyball state title since 2013 when they were B&B. And they got to get through the defending champs in Heritage Christian here today. Here we go. Heritage Christian, their maroon tops, white numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. The Thunder, the casual purple tops, blue numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in white. It all comes down to this. A champion will rise. A winning streak will get snapped. Who's going to hoist the trophy? Will it be Nemaha Central or will it be Heritage Christian for another season? Callie Honeyman, Sam Nordis, Addie Holthouse, Lily Shulian, Ella Larkin, Julie Ronninghouse, the six on the floor for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Cy-Ray Campbell, Rachel Van Gorp, the two D1 commits are out there. Grace Schmetting is also out there. Madeline Wolf, Anna Schenk. And also the final one is Macy Hazel for Heritage Christian, the Chargers. Quick change, Ferguson is out. They bring in the libero, Lauren Jacobs. Does Heritage Christian, who will serve it up here in the first set. The 3A state volleyball title is on the line. Heritage Christian will hit from left to right. Thunder from right to left. Jacobs leaves the feet, fires it across, and we're underway here in the state championship match. Holthouse is set, and a spike, and it's a point for Nemaha Central. Battles through the defensive front, and a 1-0 start for the Thunder. Sam Nordis, her first serve here. And the championship match, the students are alive and rocking here for the Thunder. Nordis sends it across, bumped up in the air by Schmetting. Schmetting on a third try gets it across, deflected nicely by Holthouse. Jacobs, the libero, pushing it across, a third try, they get it over. Larkin on a second hit, front of the net, tapped over by Holthouse, but it's deflected. And the defensive effort by Cy-Ray Campbell, the Wake Forest commit, and it's a 1-1 tie. Macy Hazel, a 5'9 senior, is in. Hazel won the team's Charger Award. Hazel leads the team 688 assists coming into the tournament, and she serves it away. Julian's far side. They set it up for Honeyman, and she carries it home. Callie Honeyman makes it 2-1. Nemaha Central here in the first set. The normal line change. Julian's is out. Honeyman is out. Garrity's in on the front line, and Ruski's back to serve. 2-1, Nemaha Central in the first set of this state championship match. Batted up in the air by Campbell, now pushed to the front of the net, and it's spiked home. The kill shot by Madeline Wolf ties it at 2-2. We have alternated the first four here in the state championship. Grace Schmetting, a 5'11 junior, set to serve. Chargers beat Riverton, Goodland, Eureka, and Cheney to get to this match, and it's a service error. It is sent too long, and a 3-2 Nemaha Central lead. Another sub here for Heritage Christian. Schmetting is out. And Emery Dibble, a 5'6 freshman, is in on the back line. Addie Holthouse to serve here for the Thunder. 3-2 Thunder, first set. They get it to the front line here. They set it up. The set and the spike is buried by the Iowa State commit, Rachel Van Dorp. That is next level athleticism. A 3-3 tie. We have alternated the first six. Now here's the Wake Forest commit to serve in Cyre Campbell. And what's crazy, they're both juniors. And she serves it too strong and out of play. A service by Campbell, and the Thunder retake the lead at 4-3. The libero, Julie Rottinghouse, is set to serve here for the Thunder, rocking the blue top. Backed it through with the right hand. Set up by Finley, front of the net, set and spike. Is saved nicely by Addie Holthouse. Now on a third try, Larkin taps it across. Diving effort there by Van Gorp to keep it alive. Now they set it up defended. It's going to be batted out of play. And on a third try, somehow kept alive by the Chargers. Garrity's spike is blocked. And the defensive effort won by the Chargers there was Van Gorp and Ferguson, who earned the point for Heritage Christian. And it's a 4-4 tie. We continue to alternate here early. We have alternated the first 8 points between these two. Highly competitive here in the early going of the first set. A 4-4 tie. Rottinghouse barely able to keep that one alive. Third try pushed over by Garrity. The libero Jacobs keeps it alive. They push it to Van Gorp, and her spike attempt is in there. Rachel Van Gorp, the junior, makes it 5-4, Heritage Christian. It finally breaks the streak of alternating points as the Chargers now have gotten back-to-back points here to take that 5-4 set one lead. And across, near side, it's Nordis' spike attempt. It's dug up by Schmetting. Middle of the floor, Schmetting's spike attempt is dug up by Holthouse. It's Ruski to the front. Larkin's kill is batted up in the air, kept alive by Ferguson. Now it's Van Gorp who sends it across and finds the opening. Rachel Van Gorp makes it 6-4 now, Heritage Christian. So a good run here by the Chargers to take a 2-point lead here in the first set, 6-4. Madeline Wolf will serve, and it's kept up in the air. Garrity somehow kept it alive on a free ball. Front of the net, here come the Chargers. Van Gorp again is too strong on the kill attempt. Thunder back to within one at 6-5. Here's the line change. Garrity out, Ruski out, Honeyman is in, Julians will serve. 6-5, Heritage Christian lead in the first set. Riverton leads Cheney 8-5 in their first set for third place. Here's Julian. We'll fire it across to the back left corner. Lauren Jacobs, the libero. They set it up for the spike. Tapped in the air. Thunder keep it alive. Julian's middle of the floor. Honeyman gets it. And it's saved here by Schmetting, who keeps it alive. Van Gorp slaps it across. Diving effort by Rottinghouse. Middle of the floor, third try, slapped across by Holthouse, and she finds it! And a point for the Thunder, ties it at 6-6. Back-to-back for Nemaha Central to tie it up here in the first set. Beautifully executed by Addie Holthouse from the middle of the floor. Julians again will serve. It's Schmetting. He'll set it up for Van Gorp. The spike attempt is incredible. Van Gorp, next-level athlete. The Iowa State commit buries it in the back left corner, 7-6 Chargers. She's had some athletic kills here in the first set, and you can see why. She's a Division I athlete. Holthouse here digs this one out. They set it up, tipped in the air. Good diving effort on the back line by Van Gorp to keep it alive. There's a spike attempt. It's dug up. Now it's a battle at the net, and it's won by the Chargers. Macy Hazel earns that point for Heritage Christian. And their lead is 8-6. Don't want to let this get too out of hand. It's still close, and we got a long way to go. But this is a Chargers team that can just rattle off points in bunches. Here's Larkin on the spike attempt, dug up by Jacobs on the back line. Now Van Gorp is long on the spike attempt. Second time she's gone long. And it's 8-7. Thunder back to within one. Ella Larkin back to serve here for Nemaha Central. She'll send it across. Jacobs, the libero, to the front. They push it far side. Schmetting the spike attempt, and she earns the point. It was deflected by Nordis, but nobody there after the deflection. And it's 9-7, Heritage Christian. Nobody's led by more than two here early. Nordis with the bump, the set by Julian, the spike deflected in the air. It's a battle at the net. And keeping it alive here is Van Gorp, and now the Thunder have it on their side. Julian's will set. The spike by Holthaus is batted in the air. Campbell this time kept it alive. Van Gorp with a spike, and it's too long. Another one that goes strong. And it's a 9-8 lead for Heritage Christian as the Thunder are back within one again. A senior Nordis to serve. Jacobs back line pushing it to the front. They set it up near side for Schmetting. A little casual on the toss over. Nordis kept it alive, and a free ball slapped across by Holthaus. They push it far side, Schmetting the spike, and it's saved on the back line by Nordis. Larkin keeps it in the air, and Holthaus sends over the free ball. Heritage Christian sets it up for the Wake Forest commit, but nothing behind it. Julian's backside. It is first loggy. Now it's right up on the net, tipped in the air, still at the net, and it's batted across. Jacobs keeps it alive. Now it's Campbell's spike is deflected, and we're still rocking on this rally. Schmetting gets the point, finally. Schmetting over the front line with the finesse shot with the right hand. And a heavy sigh of relief from her. And a deep breath. Heritage Christian really earning that point. They lead it 10-8 in the first set. A leader in assists for the Chargers, Macy Hazel to serve. Sends it across. Julian's backside, and another defensive effort won by the Chargers. Good effort by Schmetting and Campbell. It's now 11-8, Heritage Christian. As it will be Macy Hazel once again to serve. Sends it across. Here is Julian's up front. They set it up. The spike gets input home by Addie Holthaus. Campbell couldn't quite get a full read on it. And a big point there for Nemaha Central. Back to within two. It's 11-9. The line changes. Julian's and Honeyman out. Ruski, Garrity in, respectively. Ruski to serve. She sends it across. Jacobs will bump it. They set it up for Campbell. Tips in the air, and Campbell's under the net. Point for Nemaha Central. Her correction. The violation was on Nemaha Central. I stand corrected. So it's now 12-9, Heritage Christian. Grace Schmetting, the junior, will serve. She'll send it across. The bump by Garrity. Now Garrity on a third try, and that's got to be a point. It is for Heritage Christian. She couldn't keep it inside the poles. And now a little bit of a run here for the Chargers. They lead it by four, 13-9. As Schmetting is back to serve. Larkin with the bump, the set, the spike, and once again outside the poles. And, yep, Jessica Cook needs a timeout. Five of the last 6 points scored by Heritage Christian. They lead set one over Nemaha Central 14-9. We'll step aside for a 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been searching for new appliances? Joe Mitchell here to let you know we've been able to build up our selection of appliances. It's been a slow process, but deliveries of our orders have improved. We appreciate your desire to shop locally, and remember, when you buy from Mitchell Appliance, we will provide service on your appliances long after the sale. Let us know if you're looking for something special, or stop in and see our improving selection of appliances at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
KMZA.
Back here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, Brandon Tamman joined by Kirk Kilman in studio. 14-9, the defending champs in Heritage Christian, leading Nemaha Central in set number one. The Chargers have won back-to-back state titles in 3A and 2A. Nemaha Central looking for their first state championship since 2013 when they were B&B. The Thunder of Nemaha Central looking for their first state championship. Here's Holthaus. And she is long on a kill attempt, and it's now 15-9 Chargers. Got to get the rotation correct here for Nemaha Central, as it's Grace Schmetting to serve. There's the bump, Mein Nordis, the casual spike is saved by Jacobs, and I don't know how they got that one back over. Brewski near side, Holthouse's spike attempt is in there. Much needed point for the Thunder. Can they get something going here? 15-10, Thunder down 5 in the first set. It'll be Addie Holthouse to serve. State cross country meets going on today as well. We're crowning volleyball champs all across the state. The fall sports season's coming to an end. They set it up. Good defense, but it stays on the side of Nemaha Central. Campbell went up with the fake. Van Gorp finished it. So a little fake from the Wake Forest commit, and the finish by the Iowa State commit makes it 16-10. Heritage Christian by 6. Here is Campbell to serve. Nearly an ace, but Garrity keeps it up here. Larkin sends it across on a free ball. Bumped up by Finley. Here's the set and the spike. Good defense, but it's out of play. And the Chargers score again. Their lead is 7 here in the first set, 17-10. Thunder fans trying to get a rally going here for the Thunder. We've won 38 in a row coming into this one. Here's Larkin on a tap shot over, but right there is Rachel Van Gorp, and now she'll spike it home, deflected, kept it alive, and now a free ball is slapped over and kept alive by Nordis on the back line. Larkin will send it across. Campbell keeps it in the air for Heritage Christian. Now they set it up front, and the spike is buried by Madeline Wolf. It is all Heritage Christian now here in the first set. They lead it 18-10. They have scored, correction now, 7 of the last 8 and 9 of the last 11 to really create some separation now. The Thunder have a chance, see if they can put something together. Larkin keeps it alive. Brewski sets it up. Garrity, spike attempt is kept alive. Boy, this defense for Heritage Christian is incredible, but finally the Thunder get one back. It's Kylie Spurslagi who finds one inside the back line, makes it 18-11. Thunder get the serve back, down 7. And they have a late surge to get back into this first set. Roddinghouse will serve. It is dug up by Ferguson. They push it far side. Van Gorp, spike attempt is in there. Rachel Van Gorp, another one, makes it 19-11, Heritage Christian. Nordis, Ruski, Garrity up front. Roddinghouse, Larkin, and Holthouse on the back line here for Nemaha Central. Roddinghouse to Ruski. Up front, Larkin, and she mishandled it. And another point for Heritage Christian. It's now 20-11. Well, it was close. It was 9-8 early, but since then it has been all Chargers. Created a big lead. Wolf with the serve. Brewski to Holthouse, who sends it across. Dug up nicely in front of the lines. They set it up. Taps, good defense by Larkin, but once again Heritage Christian is there. Van Gorp taps it. Kept alive. Van Gorp again on a spike. Is going to be in there. And another timeout for Jessica Cook. And set one is slipping away from Nemaha Central. 21-11, Heritage Christian here in set one. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central have a late push here in the first set. Heritage Christian blowing up the separation here. It's 21-11 Chargers. They have dominant since it was 9-8, but you'll take that if you're Nemaha Central. A service error as it goes into the net. Thunder will get the serve back, trailing here in the first set, 21-12. Garrity and Ruski out. Honeyman and Julian's back in, as Julian's will serve here for the Thunder. 21-12, Heritage Christian, the defending champs, trying to win it again And back-to-back service errors as Julian's puts that one into the net. And a free point for the Chargers. 22-12, Heritage Christian. They got the serve back. And the Iowa State commit and reigning 3A player of the year, Rachel Van Gorp, will serve. Good bump. They set it up here for Honeyman, but she is out. Nemaha Central wanted the deflection. They're not going to get it. And it's now 23-12, Heritage Christian. Van Gorp will serve. And Rodinghouse able to keep it alive. And a third ball is sent back across by Honeyman. Now they push it backside. There's the set and the spike, but Rodinghouse was there. Julian's middle of the floor. Third free ball is tipped, and a point for the Thunder. Big time. Needed it. Holthouse makes it 23-13. And the run needs to start now if you're Nemaha Central. 23-13, Heritage Christian in the first set. Larkin will serve. Jacobs, the libero with the bump. They set it up, and there's the spike by Van Gorp, and it's kept alive by Larkin. Free ball is set back across by Holthouse. Far side of the floor, Schmetting with the spike, and it's set back across. Good job defensively by Rodinghouse, and a good rally here. Julian to the near side. Holthouse's spike attempt. Kept alive by one hand for Schmetting, and on a third try, Schmetting gets it back across. Julian's middle of the floor. It's Honeyman's turn. She'll slap it. It's way up in the air. Jacobs trying to get it, and somehow the Chargers get it across. Holthouse again will tap it over. Another diving save. Jacobs keeps it alive. It's incredible what they're doing. The Chargers again defensively making it incredibly hard for the Thunder to get a point. Here is Van Gorp, who is out on the spike attempt. So after all of that and multiple incredible efforts by the Chargers defense, the Thunder finally get the point. They trail 23-14. Larkin another serve. Campbell to the far side. Schmetting's kill is dug up nicely. Now Nordis' spike attempt is dug up. Now Schmetting taps it across. Nordis, front of the net. Julian's near side. Holthouse's kill deflected. Another diving effort by the Chargers to keep it alive. Schmetting sends it across. Front of the net for Nemaha Central. Pushed over by Nordis, and it's out. And it's now set point for Heritage Christian. They lead 24-14. Chance for the Chargers to close it out. Jacobs will serve. Sends it across. Honeyman the spike. And she'll get the point. Buried by Callie Honeyman. Rodinghouse is out. Nordis will go into serve. Spurfsloggy is back in, but you need a lot of points here. Back to back to back to back. Here's the Thunder to get back into this first set. Still match point. They set it up. It hits the pole on the side. And the Wake Forest commit, Cyre Campbell, couldn't keep it in play. And it's now 24-16. Nemaha Central, they have scored four of the last five. Nordis to serve. Schmetting bumps it up. They want to set it up for that Wake Forest commit. And Campbell, and she kills it home, and that's the end of set one. Well, the second half of the first set dominated by Heritage Christian. And the defending state champs are one set away from winning it once again. But Nemaha Central's dream season is still alive. They'll need set two to force a third here in the 3A state title. Nemaha Central dropping the first set to Heritage Christian, 25-16. Set two is coming your way next here on Kansaland Radio.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
KMZA.
dream season for Nemaha Central is down to set two. They need it here to force a third against the defending state champs in Heritage Christian here in the 3A state title match. The Chargers beat the Thunder in the first set, 25-16. It was back and forth early, but once it got to 9-8 Heritage Christian, they just dominated from there. They had runs of four straight, three straight, three straight, and three straight points to really create that deep separation and put it away. But again, the Thunder, they need set two to force a third and keep their season alive for a state championship. Out of the timeout, Holthaus, Honeyman, Nordis, Julian's, Ridinghouse, and Larkin will start for the Thunder. The Chargers still in their huddle. You mentioned earlier that a busy sports weekend, football playoffs last night. State volleyball today, crowning champs. Also, state cross-country meets are crowning champs as well. And staying here with Nemaha Central, seeing that Nemaha Central's John Langill, who's been very good in cross-country this year, a former athlete of the week with us, a 10th-place finish for him at the 3A cross-country meet. So shout-out to John Langill. Congrats to him on a great season and a top 10 finish at the state meet. All right, so here we go. It's set number two. The 3A state title is on the line. The Thunder need it to force a third and keep the season alive. 25-16, Heritage Christian won the first set. Ella Larkin will serve to start set two. She'll serve from right to left. Getting the final tallies from the officials. Checking the rosters on the floor. We're good, and Larkin serves. There's the bump to the front of the net. They push it far side. The spike by Schmetting is in there. Bump set, spike indeed. Grace Schmetting gives Heritage Christian the early 1-0 lead. And real quick off the bench, here comes Cyrae Campbell, a 5'11 junior, on the front line. Larkin having to chase that one. It's set up here for Holthaus, and her spike attempt is dug up. Heritage Christian to the far side, and they put it into the net. Grace Schmetting that time can't connect on a kill. And we're tied at 1-1. Nemaha Central will get the serve. Sam Nordis will do the duties here. And Nordis serves with the left hand. The bump by Schmetting. They push it back Schmetting's way, and her spike is hit too long. A 2-1 Nemaha Central lead here in set number two. Riverton beat Cheney in their first set, 25-19 in the third place match. There's Campbell, who buries that one home. Cyrae Campbell going up to get that one. And it's now a 2-2 tie. The combination of Campbell and Van Gorp are just two athletes that this Nemaha Central team has not seen all year. And the competition is certainly sky high in the Big Seven and across the board. But it's a different animal here, no doubt about it. There's a battle at the front of the net, and Campbell still has it, still tipped around the net, and under the net. I believe they call it on Grace Schmetting. They do, so the point here for the Thunder, they lead it 3-2. You can't get those tip balls on top of the net, because when you have an athlete like Campbell there, it's certainly giving them the advantage a little bit when you set them up that way, and a near ace, but it back over here to Nemaha Central's way. They set it up for Holthaus. Her spike attempt dug up by the libero in Jacobs. Far side of the floor. It's Wolf on a kill, but a dig there to keep it alive is Holthaus. Now she'll send it across. It tips across the net. Chargers have it. Now they push it near side for Schmetting. Sends it across. And the Thunder keep it alive. Here's Holthaus again on a spike attempt, but right to Jacobs. They push it back middle of the floor. Van Gorp missed it. And she kind of mistimed her jump. And Van Gorp unable that time, and it's a 4-2 Nemaha Central lead. Here's Ruski to serve. Jacobs going down to a knee to get that one. Now they set it up for Campbell, and she goes into the net. 5-2 Thunder, three straight by Nemaha Central. An early set two lead. They need it to force the third. Heritage Christian They won the first set 25-16. They set it up for Campbell this time, taps it across. Now Nemaha Central in trouble, and the Chargers get the point, trying to chase it away from the floor. So that time, Campbell went with the finesse, and it's a 5-3 score now. As it's Grace Schmetting back to serve here for the Chargers. Good athlete as well. Sends across the line, drive serve. Middle of the floor. Holthaus kills it up against the net, and it's a point for NC. Big kill shot for Addie Holthaus. 6-3 Thunder. In set number two. These are the two best teams in the state, according to the Kansas Volleyball Association. Jacobs pushing to the front of the net, far side. It's Van Gorp on the spike. Somehow kept alive, and I think a violation committed here by Garrity. So Garrity under the net gives the point to Heritage Christian. The Thunder lead is 6-4 here in set two. The Wake Forest commits, Tyree Campbell to serve. And the line drive sinker dug up there by Holthaus. Now middle of the floor, slapped across by Nordish. Campbell pushing it in the air. Now far side, Van Gorp will spike it. Not much behind it, and a lift is going to be called against the Chargers. So the point for Nemaha Central. 7-4 Thunder here in set two. Rottinghouse will serve. Dug up by Van Gorp. They push it back Van Gorp's way, and the finesse shot is tapped in beautifully. Faked the heavy spike and just finessed it over the front line of Garrity and Nordis, and it's now 7-5. Nemaha Central's lead is 2. Madeline Wolf, the junior, serving now for Heritage Christian. Larkin will bump it. The set by Ruski, the spike by Nordis, tips in the air, saved on the back line by Heritage Christian, but now it's back on Nemaha's side. They get it to the front of the net. Larkin's spike attempt is blocked, and the defensive effort earning the point for the Chargers. It's Ferguson and Hazel. Get the Chargers back to within one. It's 7-6. As Wolf will serve again, and it's an ace. Buries it in the back right corner, and it's a 7-7 tie here in the second set. Three straight now for the Chargers. To tie this one back up, Chargers won the first set 25-16. Nemaha Central needing this second set. Keep their state championship hopes alive. Larkin again will bump it. Set to the far side. Garrity spikes it. It's still in the air. Another effort by Jacobs, and finally it hits the floor. Garrity, a nice play there. Makes it 8-7. Nemaha Central. And the subs again is Julian's is back in. She'll serve. Honeyman up front with Larkin and Nordis. Holthaus joined in the back line by Rottinghouse as well. They push it far side of the floor. Spike attempt. It's saved in the air by Rottinghouse. Now a third try. Holthaus has to get it across. She does. They want to set it up near side. The spike attempt is bumped up in the air by Rottinghouse. And Julian's gets it to the front of the net. Free ball sent over. Heritage Christian gets it back. There's the set. There's the spike. There's the kill. Rachel Van Gorp does it again. We're tied at 8 here in the second set. Van Gorp, who just got the kill, will serve. A line driver. Rottinghouse to the front of the net, and it was kind of missed time there, but a violation committed. I think they call either a lift. I think it was a lift call against Nemaha Central. Point goes to Heritage Christian. They have now scored 5 of the last 6, and they lead it here in set 2, 9-8. Rottinghouse with the bump. They set it up. Honeyman's spike attempt is blocked, and a point for Heritage Christian. This is pretty much how the first set went. It was back and forth, close, but we got about this point, and this was about the point where Heritage Christian pulled away. But a service error here by Rachel Van Gorp. It's the Thunder back to within one. It's 10-9. It was 10-8 in the first set, and that's when Heritage Christian really took off, and now it's missed hit by Larkin. And you can't be giving free points up, and it's now 11-9 Chargers after the service error by Larkin. Lauren Jacobs, the junior libero, to serve here for the Chargers. Hits it on over. Shuliyans will set up. Honeyman and her spike is buried up by Jacobs, keeping it alive. Now they set it up for Van Gorp. It's out! Rachel Van Gorp just a little bit long, looking for the back left corner. Nemaha Central back to within one. It's 11-10. Here we go to the net. They set it up for Campbell, and her spike attempt is in there. It is 12-10, Heritage Christian, as Madeline Wolf checks back in on the front lines for the Chargers. The Thunder need this second set to keep their season alive. The Chargers with the 12-10 lead. There's the bump by Larkin to the front of the net, and just kind of awkwardly hitting it over on a third try is Garrity. Far side of the floor, Schmetting now with the spike, and she connects in the back right corner. It is now 13-10, Heritage Christian. Again, this is a Heritage Christian team that lost seven matches in the regular season, but they played a lot of 4A, 5A, and even some 6A schools. Here's Honeyman on the spike, dug up on the back line by Van Gorp, and now it's a tip in the air and another point. Yeah, Jessica Cook needs a timeout here. Kill by Wolf. It is 14-10 Chargers, and it's crunch time now here for Nemaha Central. Second set lead for the Chargers is 14-10. We're back in a moment after a 30-second timeout here on Kansas Land Radio.
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Chargers have connected on seven of the last nine points. They lead at Nemaha Central 14-10 here in set two. They won the first set 25-16, so the Thunder, it's getting close to crunch time here in set two, trying to force a third to keep the state championship hopes alive. Heritage Christian trying to win a third straight state championship. And there's an ace right out of the timeout by the Chargers. Macy Hazel with that one. 15-10 now, Chargers in front by five. Hazel will serve once again. And that one is out. It was close. But the back line let it go for the Thunder, and it was a much-needed point for Nemaha Central. Back to within four. It's 15-11. So the Thunder will serve here with Ruski. Garrity's back in on the front lines as well. Ruski will serve, and it's bumped up by Van Gorp. They set it up for Campbell, and it's money. When it's set up that perfectly for an athlete like that, there is no way you can defend it. And it's now 16-11 Chargers. It's Grace Schmetting back to serve here for Heritage Christian. Larkin will bump this one to the front. To the backside it goes. Holds out the steal shot is dug again. Man, the defense for Heritage Christian is just incredible. Good defense here, though, for Nemaha Central, keeping it alive. Garrity spikes one down. A diving effort by Van Gorp. Now near side it's Wolf, and it's going to be a point for Heritage Christian. 17-11 Chargers. They're continuing to build this lead in set two, inching closer to another state championship. Larkin to the front of the net. Now Garrity will finesse one over, but right place, right time is Hazel. Now they set it up for Van Gorp and another finesse, and no one there for Nemaha Central. 18-11. The Chargers continuing to build. Here in this second set of the state championship. Another serve by Schmetting. Up by Larkin. They set it up far side. Tapped across by Holthouse. And another diving save on the back line for Heritage Christian. And they get another point. Madeline Wolf this time puts it down. It's 19-11. Grayson Lears is coming in. Also on the front line with Lears is Ruski and Holthaus. Nordis, Garrity, and Larkin on the back line. Far side of the floor, Holthaus' spike attempt is in there. And a point for the Thunder, much needed. The rally needs to start now if you're NC. It is 19-12, Heritage Christian. Maddie Holthaus will serve here for the Thunder. Sends it across. Jacobs get it to the front of the net. Campbell spike. Oh, man. No chance. You couldn't pay me $100 to try to dig that one out. Tyre Campbell makes it 20-12. Heritage Christian. And Campbell will serve for the Chargers. Sends it across. Dig by Holthaus. And now it's one at the front of the net by the Chargers. And Jessica Cook needs a timeout as the season is slipping away. The state championship is running out of time. 21-12. The Chargers in control here in set two. We'll pause for 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. It has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Heritage Christian with the serve with Campbell. They lead the Thunder 21-12 here in the second set. And that one is long by Addie Holthaus. The fans behind thought it was on the line. It was not, according to the officials. And the Chargers are 3 points away from the state championship. 22-12, their lead here in set two. Campbell again will serve. Sends it across. Ruski, front of the net, Larkin spike attempt, diving effort to the back line, and boy, the Chargers defense getting another point. There's just nothing you can do about it. 23-12. So many kill shots by the Thunder here today in this match, where it looks like it was going to be true, but just diving save after diving save, keeping it alive with one hand. It's been an impressive display by the defending champs, and they're nearing another state title. Garrity on the spike, and it's too long. It's match point now. 24-12, all Chargers. And the Charger fans behind me on their feet. Here's Ruski, sets it up. Third try, Holthaus sends it across. Front of the net. Battle won there by Ella Larkin. Point for the Thunder. 24-13. Lears is out. Rodinghouse is in to serve. Thunder need to go on a massive run to keep this alive. Rodinghouse will serve. Awkward to the side, and a diving attempt is batted out of play, and that'll do it, folks. The Heritage Christian Chargers are your back-to-back 3A state champions. They sweep Nemaha Central here in the championship match. Final scores 25-16 and 25-13. Applause for both fan bases as the Charger season has come to an end. Their 38 straight wins snapped in the state title match, and the emotions are certainly flowing. Congratulations to Heritage Christian. Unbelievable run, and I was glad to be a part of it here for Nemaha Central. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up as the state champions in 3A volleyball, the Chargers of Heritage Christian, the Thunder of Nemaha Central, will finish runner-up. We're back in a moment to wrap things up here from Hutch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Suther Building Supply in Seneca right now is featuring some specials for you in their Black Friday Countdown Flyer. Featuring hand tools, paint, caulking, DeWalt, and Milwaukee cordless tools, other corded power tools, and supplies you or your handy person might need. Many would make some great gift ideas for the holidays. So pick up a flyer at the store, but hurry. The Black Friday Countdown Specials end November 15th. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca at 105 North 1st Street. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Back one final time to wrap up our broadcast here from Hutchinson as the Nemaha Central Thunder volleyball team, they come up short here in the state title match against Heritage Christian as they drop it in two sets, 16-25 and 13-25. Just an absolutely incredible season for Nemaha Central. They entered the championship here today on 38 straight wins, a 46-1 record that's now 46-2, but the most wins in a season since 2017 when they had 42. Just absolutely incredible to watch this team throughout, and they will certainly have a good team next year. But shout out to all the seniors on this roster: Ellie Ruski, Julie Rottinghouse, Grayson Lears, Ella Larkin, Addie Holthouse, also Sam Nordis as well. So just obviously the emotions are pouring out from those as a Thunder a match away from winning a state championship. But they ran into a buzzsaw. This was a, people at home listening, I don't think you understand the talent jump made. All the teams here, this is the same eight teams that were in the field last year. And this Heritage Christian team is just a notch above. And even though they came in at 35-7, they had played a gauntlet of a schedule as they played 4A, 5A, and 6A opponents throughout the year. They won the 2A state title 3 years ago, and now they have won back-to-back 3A state titles. They have two girls that are committed to Division I schools, and they are both juniors, and you can tell the talent level between a couple girls like that and some of the rest in the field. It's just how it is. Cyre Campbell, 5'11 junior, a Wake Forest commit. Rachel Van Gorp, a 5'9 junior for the Chargers. The reigning 3A player of the year. She may go back-to-back in that regard. And an Iowa State commit. The Chargers fought, or I should say, correction, the Thunder fought super hard. And both the first two sets were close. It was back and forth. But once you got to about that 10-9, 10-8 margin in both sets, the Chargers just kind of ran away with it. And they put together big runs, and the Chargers kind of dug themselves into a hole, or the Thunder kind of dug themselves into a hole in the latter portions of those sets and just couldn't get themselves out. Right now, the third-place match is going to a third set. Riverton and Cheney will play one more set to determine third place here in the 3A state volleyball tournament. So that's going to do it for us. Again, want to thank everyone involved, all the people here at the front desk with me. Great hospitality here in Hutchinson. Want to thank the coaches for Nemaha Central, Jessica Cook. Great working with them all year long, and just makes it easier for us as broadcasters when you have a community and a coaching staff and just a school that enjoy and embrace the aspect of the following that we bring for them here to events like this. But again, it's going to close out as the 3A runner-up finish for Nemaha Central. They will finish 2022 with a record of 46-2. Heritage Christian is now on back-to-back.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio. The place for...
listening to our coverage of the 3A state volleyball tournament here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everything local. Kansaland Radio.